Every day, Bill Frank...
We're going to be doing one thing, and one thing only.
...talks with the best guests in America about business.
You mean business?
Monkey business?
Are you ready to get down to business?
All right! Everybody's here, and that means we can get down to business.
Entertainment.
Entertainment.
The entertainment capital of the world.
What kind of entertainment?
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Sports.
Game on.
A grueling test of strength, speed, and stamina.
Wow, just like in the pros.
And the local community.
The rage in local radio.
Find out what's going on locally.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time now for the Bill Frank Radio Show on News Talk 1520 KVTA. Now, here's your host.
Bill Frank.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to the Bill Frank Radio Show on KVTA News Talk 1520. You can also hear me streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. I'm bringing fresh perspectives to Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work in Ventura and Santa Barbara. The Bill Frank Show is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is optimism. Each of my guests brings an optimistic, upbeat attitude and approach to his or her topic. My next guest embraces the app economy. He created several of the top educational apps in the world. We'll discuss the app economy, how apps are changing the way we live, work, and learn. Dan Russell Pinson is the president of Free Cloud Design Incorporated and the creator of several top 10 educational apps, including Stack the States, Stack the Countries, Rocket Math, President vs. Aliens, and Monster Physics. Dan studied computer science at Clemson University. His business combines his interests in programming, graphics, music, and sound to create games that are both educational and fun. In his free time, Dan enjoys photography, unicycling, music, and spending time with the family. He works out of his home in Charlotte, North Carolina, where he lives with his wife and his beta tester daughter. Joining us from Charlotte, North Carolina. Hi, Dan. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Well, terrific. Thanks so much for being a guest. And right off the bat, full disclosure, I have to confess that I play your game Stack the States. Now, I know the game's really meant for like a 9-year-old, but I like it because it combines trivia, geography, and of all things, physics. And interestingly, it's consistently in the top 5 educational apps on Apple's App Store. I have so many questions surrounding how do you become a top app developer, and that's where I'd like to start, if it's okay with you.
That sounds great.
How did you think of the idea of Stack the States and stacking them one on top of the other? It's a clever idea.
Thank you very much. Well, for Stack the States was my first educational app that I made, so I really tried to pull back and start from the basics. And I thought about what do kids like to do, and one of the things I came up with was stacking blocks and knocking them down. So I thought about making a game where you do just that. And once I had to think of the educational angle of the app, I decided I wanted to focus on the United States. The best part of the process came when I decided to make the states be the blocks themselves. And once that kind of clicked in place, the rest of the game kind of wrote itself.
Well, for those who haven't played it, and I do highly recommend it because it's entertaining, Stack the States, you play trivia questions, you answer questions about geography or state flags, then you have the opportunity to win states. Once you've won a state, that's just the beginning. Then you have to take that state and balance it somehow on top of other states that you've accumulated until it reaches a certain height without them tumbling over. Sounds simple enough, and you'd think that, you know, a 9-year-old kid can do it, I can do it. It's actually a very challenging game, and it's a lot of fun. So I guess the next step is, all right, Dan, so you came up with the idea of stacking the states, which was in and of itself brilliant. You did the programming, which is your strength. But then came the important part, and that's getting the app approved by Apple. Tell us about that process, because that's not an easy row to hoe.
Actually, getting approved by Apple isn't actually so hard. Mainly... they're looking for, are there any elements of the app that are inappropriate, pornographic, that type of thing. Also, they're looking at, does the app crash or does it malfunction in any way? But other than that, they're pretty open to approving apps.
All right. Now, I guess the fundamental question, Dan, is why did you create an app versus maybe a standalone program or something on the web?
Well, I got my start doing Flash games, which were basically free games that are available to play over the web. But I was getting a little frustrated with the business side of that endeavor, and just wanted to try out the iPhone platform. And I think there's just more, from a business point of view, there's just more opportunity in the mobile marketplace.
Well, that there is. My guest is Dan Russell Pinson. He's the president of Free Cloud Design and creator of the games Stack the States and Stack the Countries. All right, so you got approved by Apple, which you make it sound like it's a fairly trivial thing. I've talked to other developers. It's not. But once you're then approved by Apple, you get thrown in with about 500,000 other apps that are on the App Store. So how did you market Stack the States to break into and then to remain in the top five educational apps?
Right. Well, I think approving is not so hard, but getting lumped in with tens of thousands of other apps is the hard part. How do you distinguish yourself from the rest of the group? I don't know if I have the magic answer for that, because that's really the magic question. I think one thing that was in my favor was that I got in at a good time back in 2010, when the education category was a little bit more in its infancy. Also, I think the way I combined video game fun with education also helped the app stand out.
That it does, no doubt about it. I'm going to ask you an industry question, Dan. How many downloads have you had for Stack the States?
Roughly about 500,000.
500,000 downloads of Stack the States. That is amazing. What makes it so fun, in your opinion?
What makes it fun? Well, one thing about it, I think, is just the physics nature of it. Every game is different, and when you use real physics in a game, basically anything can happen. So I think that's part of the appeal. People like the characters. The different states have eyes and mouths and have different expressions depending on what's happening to them. So that kind of draws people in. I think that's basically it.
Well, it is important. Dan Russell Pinson is my guest. We're talking about Stack the States. So then, Dan, you had the transition to make from being an app designer to actually running your own business. What's the biggest challenge that you face running your app business?
Wow, yeah, that's a good question. Well, when you run your own business, of course, you have to do basically everything yourself. You have to worry about taxes. I'm a one-man shop, so I don't have to worry about employees and that type of thing. But you have to pay for your own health care. You have to worry about all the finances. You have to make sure you're following the law in different areas. I could just go on and on, but it's basically all the responsibilities of any business, really.
That is the challenging part. My guest is Dan Russell Pinson. He's the CEO of Free Cloud Design Incorporated. And Dan, we're becoming an app nation. Let me just quote a few statistics if I can. According to Business Week, the app economy is approximately a $3.5 billion economy right now, of which you're part of it. Apple's App Store has paid out about $5 billion to developers like yourself since its inception back in 2008. It's generated about $7.15 billion in cumulative revenue since it opened up in 2008. Apple takes a 30% cut of all of the App Store transactions. That's how Apple actually makes their money. Android revenue is sort of a blip on the screen compared to the Apple revenue, and developers complain that it's hard to get paid on the Android platform. Have you crossed over? Have you developed Stack the States, Stack the Countries, and your other games for the Android platform?
I have not yet. I'm on the sidelines when it comes to Android, mainly because of the stats you just stated earlier. Android has a very big fragmentation issue, meaning that they have hundreds and hundreds of different hardware devices out there. Each one behaves a little bit differently. And also, it seems like the amount of money spent on apps is just so much higher on the iOS or Apple platform.
No, that's certainly true, Dan. But let me go on, if I can, and quote some other statistics, because that worm may turn in your favor. Smartphone penetration went up to 50.4% of the United States citizens have a smartphone in 2012, compared to only 38% in 2011. App downloads onto smartphones went up to 88% in 2012 from 74% in 2011. That's a 14% increase. The average number of apps on a person's device is now up to about 41 apps on any given device in 2012, compared to only 32 back in 2011. And as you pointed out, the fragmentation of the market, the number of Android users versus iOS users, there are 38 million Android users versus 84 million, 38 million iOS users versus 84 million Android users, and that number is growing fast. So I guess it's proven that we're moving towards a mobile society. What story do all of these statistics tell you as a business owner and an app developer, Dan?
Well, first of all, it tells me I think I'm in the right place, and I don't see myself moving to any other platform but mobile at the moment. It also tells me that I may not be able to avoid the Android platform much longer. So I think at some point in time I'm going to have to kind of cross that bridge and get in on the Android platform as well.
You may very well have to. On the bigger picture, are websites and HTML in particular becoming obsolete?
Well, I mean, with HTML5 has a lot more functionality now that can be easily adopted to the mobile platform. So I don't think HTML itself is going to go obsolete. It might be more that desktop computers and browsers on desktops might have a smaller place going forward.
All right. What does, then I'm going to take it one step further and ask you to think just a little farther out, if I can, Dan. What is the post-app economy going to look like once we get past this phase that we're currently in?
The economy after app?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure what exactly that means.
Is there going to be an economy after app? I mean, we made this migration from websites, which were very popular in the late 1990s and early 2000s. Now we've moved into the app economy. What do you see coming down the road next? Is there a next step, or are we here with the app economy?
Ah, that's a good question. I'm not sure if I have my crystal ball working for that answer. I'm having trouble thinking too much.
All right.
The next 6 months.
Well, then I certainly understand that short-term philosophy. My guest is Dan Russell Pinson. He is the CEO of Free Cloud Incorporated. He's also the creator of Stack the States, Stack the Countries, and many of the top educational games on the Apple platform. Let me change gears and talk about something that you touched on in an earlier answer, and that was that you are a one-man shop, which is interesting. Now, technology trade group TechNet suggests that the app economy has created 466,000 new jobs in the U.S. since 2007. But are app developers like yourself really significant job creators? I mean, you yourself are a one-man shop. And I'll even go back to Instagram, which went bought out by Facebook just recently. When it were bought out for $1 billion by Facebook, they only had 13 employees. As we move to this app economy, are we going to see the growth in jobs that we may have seen in the late 1990s and early 2000s in the computer industry as a result of these apps?
That's a great question. I mean, even though I'm just self-employed, I still am employed by the app economy and paying lots of taxes and so on. So even though I'm just a one-man company, that's still one job that's being created. And there are plenty of examples of companies just like mine that do hire out and expand up to 3 or 4 people. I know people that have, you know, expanded up to 10 or 12 as well. So outfits like mine do create jobs. It's just my personal preference to keep things simple and just do things myself, even though I can't produce as much as I would be able to otherwise. For me, it's just personal reasons to stay a one-man shop.
All right. My guest is Dan Russell Pinson. We're talking about the app economy. I'm going to switch gears because, you know, the goal of every organization is maybe to go public, and the stock market has been absolutely cruel to app developers and social media companies that have gone public lately. Zynga, which of course creates games for the Facebook platform, it's down 68% off of its initial public offering price. Facebook itself is off 33% of its IPO price. Groupon, the social group couponing outfit, is off 64% of its IPO, and Pandora, which is a music platform and it competes with radio, is off 41% of its IPO. As an app developer, what do you see happening in this trend? Do you have any thoughts of going public or perhaps being bought out by somebody else? And what do these numbers tell you? Is it good news, bad news? What news is it?
Well, I'm old enough to have been working during the 90s tech bubble, and I think a lot of lessons we learned from that period of time was that you actually do have to have a business model, and you actually do need to have revenue and make a profit. And you don't necessarily deserve a high stock price if you don't have all those things. Personally, for myself, I don't plan on going public, that's for sure. And as far as getting bought out, I suppose everybody has a certain price that they'd be willing to entertain. But it's not something I'm seeking out aggressively.
You're not actively seeking buyers. My guest is Dan Russell Pinson. He is the creator of Stack the States and Stack the Country. So, Dan, you are a one-man shop, but you have created, I think, five or six products since you began as an app developer. What new products are close to being released from FreeCloud Design right now that you're able to talk about?
Well, the last thing I did was release an update to Stack the States, and before that was my latest app, Monster Physics. So actually, I'm in between apps at the moment, and I have several ideas that I've been considering, but I haven't chosen one yet.
Well, when you do, I'm sure it will be a success like the other apps that you have developed. My guest has been Dan Russell Pinson. Dan, you've piqued the interest, I'm sure, of many of my listeners out there. If they want to learn more about you, learn more about the apps that you've developed for the iPhone, where would you direct them to go?
The best place to go is my website, which is dan-russell-pinson.com.
Dan-Russell-Pinson.com. Or, of course, you can find his apps by name up on the Apple App Store as well. Download them to your iPhone. Dan, it has been a delight. Thank you for being my special guest here on The Bill Frank Show. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks so much. I appreciate you having me on as a guest.
Thank you.